From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, August 6, 2020. For the second day this week, Maine saw an increase of just 5 additional cases of COVID-19. State Center for Disease Control Director Dr. Nirav Shah says that is an encouraging sign.
More than anything, it is a testament to the fact that Maine people have taken to heart the scientific recommendations to wear face coverings and stay physically distanced from one another.
Shah noted that Maine must continue to remain vigilant, citing average daily case increases in Northeast states like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Jersey that range from 40 to 70% over the past 2 weeks. Meanwhile, there were no new deaths reported from COVID-19 today. That number stands at 124. There are 398 active cases in the state. Teachers in Lewiston are urging the school district to reconsider its proposed plan to reopen schools this fall. As Robby Feinberg reports, they are worried about protecting the health and safety of staff and students.
In a letter to local school officials, the executive board of the Lewiston Education Association requests that remote learning continue until several concerns are addressed. District administrators are recommending that the school use a hybrid reopening plan, with most students likely to attend school a few days per week. But local union president Allison Litton says that model may make it difficult for the district to meet federal and state health guidelines. For one thing, she says there are questions about the availability of PPE, whether schools will have proper ventilation, and on top of that, possible shortages of teachers and substitutes. Local union leaders would like to see the district stick with remote learning until it can ensure that all health and safety requirements can be met.
So there's lots of concerns that we still haven't been adequately addressed to be able to commit to this plan on Monday.
The call from Lewiston educators comes after many teachers in Portland voiced similar concerns about their district's proposed reopening plan. Last week, the state announced that based on current health data, schools across Maine could consider fully reopening. So far, many school districts have opted for a hybrid approach in order to follow state health guidelines, including social distancing and mask requirements for all staff and students over age 5. Lewiston school administrators did not return requests for comment. The Lewiston School Board is set to meet and potentially vote on the recommended reopening plan next Monday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robby Feinberg.
And the Maine Education Association represents most of Maine Public's news staff. And a project designed to establish a full-service intermodal transit hub serving Acadia National Park and nearby communities has received $9 million from the Federal Transit Administration. That money will help pay for the second and final phase of the Acadia Center Gateway project in Trenton near the airport. Now, a correction in a story that aired last night. We said a prototype for the AquaVentus floating wind turbine project is currently floating off Monhegan. The prototype was deployed off Castine in 2013 and brought back to a University of Maine lab after 18 months. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.